What up, y'all? It's Muggle Hustle. It's been forever. This is still a thing. Do you remember me? Do you even remember what this is? I barely do. Sorry about that. Holy shit, so much has happened since the last audio hustle, since we did Chamber of Secrets. Well, Christmas, obviously. Some of you saw I got a dope Weasley sweater. Hand crafted. So that was amazing. What else? What else? Oh, I turned 26, which was boring. So I'm old as fuck now. Let's see. Oh, the Winter Olympics. That was interesting. But yeah, I'm back, and this is the Prisoner of Azkaban hustle. Oh, let me get this out of the way real quick. I don't know how to say it. It might be Azkaban. It might be Azkaban. I don't know. But I'm from Texas, and we do the long A. So if it's wrong, if I'm saying it wrong when I say Azkaban, I really don't give a shit, okay? So that's the way I'm gonna say it. Just wanted to air that out real quick. What else? Drinking game. Drinking game's super easy this time. Then why am I forgetting? Oh yeah, okay, so anytime someone says Dementor, you're gonna drink. Anytime you actually see a Dementor, you're gonna drink twice. And I know they come in packs of like 100 in some scenes, so you'll just kinda have to, I don't know, be your own judge on that one. Don't die. And then drink for 5 seconds. Anytime Harry passes out like a girl when he sees one. So that's the Muggle Hustle approved drinking game. But yeah, let's just dive right into this thing. So how we do it, if you're new to this, I'm gonna count down 3, 2, 1. I'm gonna say pause. You'll pause this track, and then you're gonna start the movie. And basically, the WB logo, we're gonna kind of push into that. I think we did that last time too, but we push through it to the glowing light of Harry's wand. And once we're completely past the logo so that it's not in frame anymore, that's when you're gonna press play on this track, and hopefully we'll be synced up. I'll say some dialogue throughout the movie to kind of at the same time that a character says it, so that you know if you're synced up. But yeah, I'm sure you've done this before. So again, 3, 2, 1, pause. You'll pause this track. Once the WB logo is completely out of frame, you're gonna press play on this track, and we'll be synced up. So get your beers or your whiskey or your wine and get settled. So here we go, guys. 3, 2, 1, pause. Okay, we're back. Oh, I guess we're starting this movie with some wizard masturbation. Hey, Vernon. Man, that drawing of Hedwig looks like something a prison inmate would do in art therapy. Lumos Maxima. I don't know. Is this one of those instances where the Muggle version would actually be better? Kind of just seems like he needs a flashlight. Oh, yeah. Prisoner of Azkaban. I'm excited. Sorry. Nope, not this time either, Vernon. Uncle Vernon, it's definitely not to frame you for bank fraud. think we'd all agree that'd be preferable, but I don't know. She's ugly in a way that's difficult to describe. It's like almost contagious, like I'm afraid I'm gonna catch it. She's the kind of woman the ugliest guy at the bar would turn down at last call because he has higher standards than that. Gotta respect her brandy game, though. It's on point. I hope she's not planning to take advantage of the dog. It's definitely really normal how interested she is in kids getting beaten. I mean, technically, you didn't know your dad, so that totally could be true. Ugh. Firm grip from Marge. I don't think I'll ever have an erection again. Is she plagiarizing Lil Wayne right now? Pretty sure that was on his last album. Let me tell you. Uh-oh. Harry, keep your cool. Eyes on the prize. Oh God. That's how I feel when I hit Taco Bell at 2 a.m. What? Oompa loompa doompa dee doo. If you're a bitch, we'll kick your ass out. Oh, she's levitating now. She's like a plus-size David Blaine. I would call this the Chipotle every meal spell. Oh man. I told you the paleo diet doesn't work. If Vernon can't anchor you down, you're in a bad situation. Now you're just stuck with a drunk bulldog. Actually sounds kind of dope. Dudley's like, "So what's for dessert?" Actually, we're all thinking that. I'm a bit peckish right now. I could go for some dessert. Has Harry never heard of a summer abroad? He could be like in Belize right now, drinking tequila with some AKOs. Don't have to put up with this shit. Whoa. Literally anywhere. And I'm gonna walk there. Oh my God, is that Marge way in the background? That's amazing. Oh wow. Harry, congratulations. You found the creepiest street imaginable. Just gonna settle down here. Just pop a okay, yeah. Pop squat. Looks good. Seems like the perfect place to just hang out for a little while. It's probably nothing. Playgrounds without children are probably the scariest thing in the world. And all this water's probably the teardrops of weeping angels. Oh my God, puppy! Come here, boy. Come here. Ow. We were just about to play with that dog. You had to go and ruin it. What up, Stan? I like your accent, bro. If Stan's gonna keep talking, I think I might need subtitles. What is this, like a World War I recovery ward? It's like we're watching Downton Abbey all of a sudden. What's the wizard equivalent of proactive? 'Cause Stan needs it. Take her away, Ern. What? What is happening right now? Oh, that's fun. They got the old guy from Up to be the bus driver. Glad he landed on his feet. This is shocking. I don't know. I never trust elderly women that are just crossing the street. I'm always worried that it's gonna be like a Batman villain or something. Stan's signature move is repeating the question back to the person. Super not annoying. His grammar is terrible. Only insofar as that he murdered my parents, but thanks for bringing that up. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So this is what it's like to take acid. I get it now. I'm not sure if it's racist that the shrunken head is Jamaican, but it probably is. Whew. I'm glad that's over. Oh my god, Lurch. At last, I can murder the fuck out of you. What a show off. It's not that hard to stir your drink. Oh, yeah. Thank God Hedwig got our text. This is so uncomfortable. Igor, you're making it very difficult to concentrate right now. Pump the brakes. I literally didn't hear anything he said. Fat Marge? We don't care about that bitch. Like going to the gym drunk. Oh, my money's on Lurch. Nothing, of course. No strings attached. Well, if you learn a lesson, kids, it's that you can do whatever you want and totally get away with it. No consequences. You don't have to tell Harry twice. He always follows the rules. Nope. 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 Don't do it. Oh my God. If your book has eyes, maybe don't open that book. Not sure this is the best use of our time as far as storytelling goes, but at least we have a lot of confetti for a party later. Dude, think this through. You're only gonna have one shoe. You already look poor. What the fuck was even in there? Sounded like a dinosaur. I can't even get a what up in because they won't stop bickering. Just need to make out and get it over with. This floating cast iron teapot is really scaring me. It just really seems dangerous. Oh man, that sweater cape is dope. Mrs. Weasley's really bringing it. This is weird, Arthur. It's definitely weird. You know who returning to power. And to get laid again. No conjugal visits in Azkaban. Because once you go black, you don't go back. Don't forget your rat. He might be important to the plot of the movie. So we'll sit in the car with the homeless person. I've got to tell you something, and I'm just going to bank on the fact that this homeless person is passed out drunk. Oh, you're just a ray of goddamn sunshine, Ron. Oh my god. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. There's a colonial woman on the wing. There's something they're not telling us. Lights just went out. Is it a T-Rex? Be still. It's attracted to movement. Oh, great. Now I'm nipping. No, yeah. It's definitely a T-Rex. How much whiskey has he had that he hasn't woken up? Oh my god. What? I don't like this. That's a ringwraith! Run, Frodo! I mean, Harry. Oh my god. Just. No. Oh, that's part of his face. You're stealing his face. Nobody rushed to help him. He's just your best friend. Oh, now the drunk guy wakes up. So just FYI, Dementors are afraid of flashlights. You know, in case you ever need that information. Well, then it will definitely help and go straight to my thighs. Okay. Because we're not giant pussies. That was you, bro. Macho as usual. It's a dope transition. Song sounds like a B-side from the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack. It's pretty fucking awesome. Those are some talented frogs. Huh. Dumbledore seems a little different, but I can't really place it. And he prefers to go by RJ, guys, just FYI. Oh, yeah. All right. Cheers to that. Promotion time. Oh, so it makes total sense to have them at a school. Anyway, let's eat. Parlor tricks are a little less cool when everyone else in the room can do magic, but I don't know, it's still pretty dope. Fat lady, you have one job. Ugh. It's kind of what I sound like when I do karaoke. What is going on in here? Oh, look at these friends just being chums on the first day back. This must be what it's like for every other student at Hogwarts who isn't burdened by being the main character. They're just hanging out, eating jelly beans, and having the best time ever. We're watching you. I keep waiting for David Attenborough to jump in and start narrating. God, that tree is such a dick. Oh my God, it's Hipster Prof. Finally, her, you guys. What up, Hipster Prof? Was really hoping she'd be wearing skinny jeans, but I can live with it. This classroom looks like the last three opium dens I've been to. I don't think her inner eye can see her outfit right now. How much cocaine is she on right now? Oh my God. Can you get a little closer to the camera? I couldn't hear you. I think I got the grim Spring Break 2009. Oh, hey, that kind of looks like the dog we saw earlier. I wonder if that comes back later. I honestly don't even know what a rune is, but it sounds fucking boring. Ron's head's about to explode. What up, Hagrid? Follow me into the Forbidden Forest where nothing ever goes wrong. Although, admittedly, this forest doesn't look so forbidden-y today. I don't know. Whoa, Just right here in front of everybody? Not exactly school appropriate, but whatever. Oh, Neville. Neville, you would. Sweet haircut, Malfoy. Let me just dump my bag off with my henchman. Yep, that feels better. Oh, wow. This hood thing was well coordinated. Ron looks like he just wrapped up a Ralph Lauren photo shoot. Very dapper. What up, Buckbeak? You're a lot more terrifying than I thought you'd be. Don't oversell it, Hagrid. Sucker. This lesson seems super thought out. This is like the wizard equivalent of watching a video during class because your teacher's hungover. This bird horse is just not having it with Harry. He's like, all right, I don't give a fuck, whatever. I'm just in this for the ferrets. Nice and slow, like you're shaving your face drunk. Ho! Boner alert. Whoa, Hagrid, this is not consensual. This isn't really first day stuff, you know? We're mostly just supposed to go over the syllabus. Oh, there he goes. How majestic. So is there like a in-flight magazine or what's happening? Oh, God. Just don't yell, I'm the king of the world, because Buckbeak is not a big Leo DiCaprio fan. Just like the Academy. Okay, so we just plug in home on the GPS, right? We'll be back in no time. Why are they congratulating Harry? Buckbeak did all the work. Right, Malfoy? Aw. Whoa, Malfoy. Pump the brakes. That was fucking awesome. He's such a woman. Hermione, you're making it worse. He's fine. Well, good first day. This guy knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, totally. Seamus, you're just fucked up on Jameson right now. You have no idea what you're talking about. Can someone get this kid a candy bar or a video game or something? 'Cause he's just really bumming me out. Such a downer. Oh no, I just killed the pretty flower. It's awful. I was gonna guess Malfoy's sexuality. So for Hermione, that'd be an F. For Ron, it would be a naked girl. For Harry, it would be waiting for all the facts before making a rash decision, I guess. Nice burn, Malfoy. I know you're new here, but Neville really isn't demonstration material. They're laughing at you, Neville. Keep it in your face, Neville. God. Shit. This is what I was afraid. Wow. Neville's grandma's hat game is on point. Everyone form a line to face your biggest fears. Are we going to be swing dancing with our biggest fears? Ah! Maybe have your wand out already, Ron. That was some quick thinking, Weasley. Shit, it's Jafar. Oh my god. The clown is so much worse. Oh, that is so much more terrifying. And nightmares. Oh, we should have seen that one coming. Lupin's afraid of tides, I guess. Right back in the closet with Draco. Well, that escalated quickly. Hey, girlfriend. That's the point, Minerva. She has no rose for you, Harry. He looks like a child that just got left in the mall by his parents. I wonder if Voldemort would feel just like a little jealous if he found out. Like a bitch. Oh, same with my ex-girlfriend. That's weird. This is fucking awkward. He knew her, Harry. Like sex stuff, probably. He's also pretty good at the accordion. And scene. Oh, shut up, Ron. Well, you're always goofing it up. Oh my god, no one gives a shit, Percy. Oh, relax. She's probably just hitting up Arby's or something. Just because you don't get it, Dumbledore, doesn't mean it's not art. Mr. Filch! Round of the ghosts! Shouldn't be too difficult. No, yeah, let's just everyone run over there at once. The student body is probably terrible at fire drills. Spit it out, woman. Kind of seems like we should be securing the castle every night, right? But I'm no like castle security expert per se. Hello, heard you had a visitor. This slumber party is lame. Where's all the popcorn and R-rated movies with boobs in them? Shit, lower your voices. People are trying to sleep. Nope. Hippie nonsense. Dumbledore's been hitting the hash pipe again. Fuck these leaves. Fuck that window, fuck this window, definitely fuck this window. Certainly one way to enter a room. But very capable of ripping your face off. That is a dope projector. Those sound so cute. Ron, he's having a tough time with this. Yeah, for real. Just like sit back and play some games on your phone like a normal student. Ooh, how many pages would that be in Microsoft Word? Personal space right now. And I definitely don't have coffee breath. Oh man, it's a gift. Passing notes at Hogwarts is so badass. Oh, looks like Mary Poppins is in the house. Cheering for Gryffindor, obviously. Shouldn't we probably just call this game? Doesn't really seem like playable condition. Well, okay, case in point. Girl just got struck by lightning. Harry just got out of her way instead of helping her. Sweet goggles. Look like you're in a Missy Elliott video. Huh. There's something weird about these clouds, but I just can't place it. I don't know. Don't like the look of this. I don't like it one bit. No one invited you guys. Seriously. Invading Harry's airspace. Holy shit. Absolutely not. 'Cause I'm free. Free falling. I think this part of the movie was sponsored by Red Bull. Never too out of sorts to get in a good Ron burn. No, it's totally his fault. Oh, God damn it. Son of a bitch. Because you are a sissy. Debatable. Like pogs, except your body. Are these little trips through the woods totally appropriate? Let's try to keep things above board. Oh, I see what you did there. Smooth, Harry. Nobody can see you. Ooh. It's feeling a little rapey. Where are they taking him? Ugh. They didn't have to say that at the same time. Oh man, this is so cool. It's really doing the book justice. I don't know. Sort of seems like a violation of privacy. Oh wait, I don't give a shit because it's fucking awesome. One-eyed witch passageway sounds like a good trivia question. Just heads up. The people who own Honeydukes still have no idea why there's always Hogwarts students getting weird in their cellar. Still seems to have zero grasp of how an invisibility cloak works. Should have had it on already. That's all I'm saying. Oh my God. This place looks like heaven. Again, amateur and ill-advised, Harry. It's this fucking guy. Way to man up, Ron. Douchiness aside, who is this bro on the right? He's like a replacement henchman. Got some like Navy SEALs in the mix or something. Oh, dick in the snow. That does not feel good. Well, as far as invisibility cloak hijinks go, this one was pretty good. And they're gone. so we can get back to the awkward. Yeah, totally. MILF alert. Whoa, what kind of Wild West town is this? The barmaid can threaten the Minister of Magic with a hammer? Shit. She's got some balls. Son of a bitch. Some more brilliant performances from the shrunken heads. Really adds to the production value. Oh, looks like we're about to get a bunch of information out of context. Harry, don't breathe so loud. Jeez. Wait, did I remember to DVR The Bachelor? Psh, yeah, I totally did. Oh shit. Please tell us what the worst of it is. Information bombs. Holy shit. They were just outside waiting in the snow. I'd been like, fuck this, let's go to Wendy's. At least no one can see you cry because you're invisible. Don't poke his eye out. Hi. Whoa. Easy, buddy. Maybe let's just everyone take a breath, pump the brakes a little bit. What do you say? Ah, you got snow on our camera, bro. These spinal cord candles are giving me a weird vibe. Do not like it. So the last time you were at Chipotle. Too bad he hasn't been laid yet. Phrasing. It's hard not to think about tequila when he says that. All right, easy as pie. You got this. Harry? Harry? You're doing it wrong, Harry. I think Lupin is just a brand ambassador for Hershey. Like, what we don't see is him just walking around campus giving random kids chocolate. God, I hope that's not a euphemism. God, if only your life wasn't so depressing. This would be easy. We need to get this guy to like Disney World or something. Yeah, I'm a total badass now. Definitely not gonna faint this time. It's cool. I don't know if it's like lightsaber cool, but I'm definitely on board. Woo. More Hershey's from the Hershey ambassador. Either that or he's fattening him up for something. I don't know. What is Ron wearing? Oh my God. That is a code 7 fashion emergency, Ron. It gets better. Boy randomly playing the flute in the courtyard. That jacket. And that tie, you guys. Well, this is certainly an argument against formal shorts. Fucking asshole. The thug life is finally catching up to him. Buckbeak doesn't die, you guys. He was pretty chill. Oh, that was amazing. Man, Harry's eating in every scene in this movie. Next one's gonna be called Harry Potter and the Goblet of Pudding. Something is afoot. Sneaking around the castle at night. The lack of lighting in this hallway feels like a pretty serious fire hazard. Let's not forget this is a school filled with children. Way he's staggering around, my guess is that Peter Pettigrew is fucking shithoused right now. So drunk. That was anticlimactic. Oh, great. Now there's this fucking guy. Oh, shit. Definitely not jerking it. We sashay. It's gonna roll a fatty with it. Does that spell work on protected Twitter accounts? Asking for a friend. It's a pretty dope burn by the parchment. RJ 1, Snape 0. Snape, do you need any bandages for all those burns?
No.
It's about that time. There goes our GPS system. Peter Pettigrew is alive, y'all. A dirty fucking rat. Looks about right, Ron. Holy shit. 10 points to fucking Weirdo House for that sick burn. Hermione has dropped the mic and now she's peacing the fuck out. Don't worry about it, hipster prof. You just had too many mimosas at brunch today. Just be careful, Harry. Who knows what Hipster Prof does on her off period? Oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God, what the fuck? What the fuck? No. Absolutely not. That's what my ex-girlfriend used to sound like when she was hungry. That's usually how I end an interaction with a female. Just blurt out nothing and awkwardly walk off. Well done, Harry. Oh. Is this Game of Thrones all of a sudden? Don't mind me just sharpening my giant fucking axe the size of a 5-year-old. Man. Hermione's on a goddamn tear right now. Draco's really good at whimpering in fear. Oh man. That's so much more satisfying than casting a spell. I'm sorry. Ugh. What is that fucking thing? I think Ron got that sweater on sale from Talbot's. Oh, you too. Hagrid's like, seriously, get the fuck out. It's like he's kicking out a one-night stand or something. Look at that axe. That is so unnecessary. Very sneaky, you three. Very sneaky. Oh, Hermione, those jeans, girl. Don't think I've ever seen such awkward running in my entire life. And I've played in an adult kickball league, so. It's probably a less messy way to off a hippogriff. So sad, you guys. I wish we could have saved him. He bit my finger and it really hurt. Look out, Ron. Puppy. This is certainly a predicament. Bitch, look out! Now we got this asshole in the mix. We need to get Harry some rec specs, 'cause he can't seem to keep his glasses on his face. This could be going better, I think. Ow. Like a cartoon. Awkward. Ah, out of context, this conversation is hilarious. Like this at all. Okay, so are we gonna like turn around and go back to our dorms or no? Okay, just checking. I can hear Ron and he's being such a pansy. Paw prints. Oh shit. Whoa, Commissioner Gordon looks terrible. Nice, Harry. I like how you twisted his words around on him. It was dope. What up, Lupin? Impeccable timing. Oh, I get it, because he's a werewolf. Hermione looks betrayed at the moment. Yep, here we go. I am shocked by that news. God damn it, Snape. Whoa. Just one more minute. Oh, shit. Man, my blood pressure is skyrocketing at this point. Whew. A lot of testosterone in this shack right now. Let's everyone just calm down for a second. Oh, don't be a dick, Snape. After you. Harry, good God. You can't unring that bell. God damn it, Ron. Try to keep up. I don't really think of rats as having toes. But I'm not going to tell Sirius that. He's sort of in a mood right now. Ron, just give the alleged murderer what he wants. I guess his aim got a little rusty in Azkaban. Oh, that was upsetting. Ugh. Fuck you. Making it weird. Straight, motherfucker. Ugh. I wish Quentin Tarantino was directing this movie, because it would be a fucking torture fest by now. Damn it, Harry! We were just about to fuck his shit up. I don't know, I think it'd be a lot more satisfying to just murder him right now. I'm not entirely convinced that you don't have fleas right now, Sirius. Looking a little unkempt. Milk it for all it's worth, Ron. Huh. I guess. I was your rat. That's what rock bottom sounds like, kids. I just met you. And this is crazy. But I'm your godfather. So come live with me, bro. Aw, this movie's ending on such a high note. Oh, goddammit, what now? Shit. This isn't great. This could get out of control pretty quickly. Things are unraveling. They're unraveling, Harry.
You wouldn't like Remus when he's angry.
Or if the moon is visible, I guess. Ooh. This is another very unsettling transformation. Yikes. You can almost tell how stressed Ron is by the amount of times his voice cracks per sentence. Snape, don't look now, but... Yep, there it is. Oh. This is definitely a setback. Oh, shit. Sirius to the rescue. Although, I have to say, I kind of feel like he'd have more success against a werewolf when he was a wizard and not a dog. But I'm not going to try to bring logic into this situation, obviously. Harry, don't... Son of a bitch. Oh, that didn't look great. And now what? Didn't really think that one through, Harry. Wait, hold up. Is that a lady wolf? Gotta go get them digits.
Peace.
Uh-oh. Oh man, that was a cool transition. Stylistically, the storytelling is a lot more complex in this movie. It's kind of fun. I'm not really sure how this situation could get any worse. Oh, wait. Now's not really a good time, you cloaked assholes. Wait, unless you want to play pond hockey. In which case, I'm all about that. Show you my triple deke. I don't know, did you bring enough guys? For shit's sake. You really showed them, Harry. Yeesh. They are just really getting sucked off right now. It's not great, you guys. He's losing all of his Metachlorians. What? House Baranthian to the rescue. Oh, yeah. It's like a fucking Kanye West concert out here. Looks like he's about to be abducted by aliens.
Get back in there.
Oh, thank God. That's why you gotta go for those green mushrooms, kids. Not sure this is the best time to be taking a nap, guys. Just a thought. It's crazy talk, Harry. Oh, what the shit? Ron Weasley, ladies and gentlemen. There's still only 13? What grade are you in when you're 13? Hang in there, Ron. Dumbledore? Have you been dropping acid again? Ron is killing it right now. Hermione's just not fucking around this movie. It's great. I didn't know you could do that without plutonium. Oh, and get ready for, like, a barrage of Back to the Future references. It's gonna happen, so you may as well just deal with it. It's almost like this big clock is a visual representation of going back in time. But, I mean, I doubt it. There's no time, Harry. Harry doesn't really get time travel. There we go. So we could see Draco get punched in the face again. But not Draco getting punched in the face. Okay, good. Are we gonna hear this clock ticking? She just has all the answers. She's like a Google search bar. Actually, we do, Harry. But we're gonna do it anyway. I don't know, maybe you need to get their attention somehow. Bingo. Nice aim. That was for you being a whiny bitch this whole movie. These pumpkins are fucking huge, by the way. I really doubt they're organic. Dumbledore Stalin. Man, I love that guy. I wish he was my dad. Actually, yes, but we weren't going to say anything. If one of those crows has three eyes, it's probably a dream. Just heads up. Dick. To go, Harry. Buckbeak, seriously. Ah, we are trying to help you. Oh, there we go. So I should always keep a couple ferret carcasses around. Never know when they're gonna come in handy. Man, this plan is hanging on by a thread. Just go. Get the fuck out of that pumpkin patch. Yes, please, on that brandy, Hagrid. Dumbledore is such a badass. You really showed that pumpkin who's boss. Banter. To ruin everything, like always. So are we gonna, like, hit up Taco Bell, or... No? Okay, we'll just sit here. No big deal. I did see someone. Not this again. Again with this shit? I still think it was Robert Baratheon, but what do I know? Slow down, girl. So literally anywhere that's not in a cave or underwater, check. Shit is hitting the fan for a second time. Harry, how is any of this a surprise to you? It's already happened. Oh shit. He just wants to holler. Oh my God. They did a pretty good job of making this werewolf terrifying as fuck. Holy shit. Walk backwards. Don't. Nothing. No good can come from this. Why are you. Son of a bitch. God damn it. Yeah, Buckbeak. You fantastic son of a bitch. Get him. I wouldn't fuck with a bird horse either, man. Respect. Is holding hands necessary? I don't think Ron would be too happy about that. It's just a feeding frenzy over there. Harry? It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet, you know, if they serve people's souls instead of shitty food. Now you got it, Harry. It's probably your favorite part of the movie if you're currently smoking weed. A lot of lights, a lot of visual stimulation. Shit's dope. Okay, I think we got them all, Harry. Harry's sort of grasping this whole time travel thing now. That was great. What up, Sirius? Very conveniently unguarded, but I'll allow it. If this were me, I'd just be making the airplane sounds with my mouth. You know, like I was a World War I fighter pilot. But I'm kind of weird. Okay, back to the movie. He's breaking up with you, Harry. I've heard this speech before. It's really uncomfortable when you touch his face like that. I'm not even listening because it's so uncomfortable. In your chest cavity. You just gonna ride bareback? What are you, Dothraki? Hope that thing goes 88 miles per hour. You know? You know what I'm talking about. We have to go back to the future? Okay, that was the last one. That was so creepy. Oh, Ron, you're a simple creature. Just in case you forgot how big of an asshole this tree is. I think Lupin is packing to the Chicago soundtrack. Jazz hands. Yeah, you look like I do most Saturday and Sunday mornings. Oh, is he Catholic? You might even say you're used to all that jazz. Am I right? Okay. Thank God. How else was he supposed to stalk all those chicks in Hufflepuff? What is all this commotion? Seamus is drunk again. Guy has a problem. Oh, yeah. That's the business. Oh, I get it. A large bird sent it to him. Well, that's certainly one way to end a movie. Okay, y'all, that's the end of Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. I'm sorry it took so long again. I know I said it was going to be a faster turnaround last time, but apparently I lied. Things just got pretty busy at work. So I am excited to tell you that the next movies after this are going to be a little different in how we do the audio hustle. But I'll probably make some announcements on that end soon. But other than that, yeah, thanks for watching, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next time. All right, later.